Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It's getting near the end of this drive we love to get toys to kids who really need them. You have been so kind, but we need more. Could you bring them on in? We are running out of time. Can you help us? All the toys we want to have them all. There are 10,000 children.
Throw up your phones.
10,000 toys. Then they need.
So nice of Dan and Jay to do this for us. They're the nicest guys.
We're trying hard to get there.
Tia Drew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. So Deidre and her family have been donating to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys for a long time now. And the story with Marty is one that I had kind of forgotten about until I read your email and how he came on our show and had a potty mouth.
Yes.
So tell,
say the least.
Tell everybody what happened and how you got involved.
Well, we always listen to your show every morning, getting ready for work, on our way to work. So you guys were like an extension of our friends. One morning he came in and he had the phone up to his ear and he said, honey, I'm going to be on Campy Kennedy. I was like, oh my gosh. All right. So I finished getting ready and I sat with him, being the supportive wife that I was. And I was like, all right, we're going to do this. I think he got 3 out of 5, if I remember right. But his last question was, who is Nomar Garcia Parra married to? And the look on his face, I could tell it was right on the tip of his tongue. He just couldn't get there. So when Kennedy came back and started answering the questions, she got to the last question and it jogged Marty's memory. And without missing a beat, he swore and said the answer.
Bleeping me a ham.
Yes.
Which, if
and it was, it was like a slow motion,
right?
You know, Bounty commercial where it was like, no.
I'm sure that's the face I was making too as I was looking for the dump button in a panic.
Yes, he was in a panic. He's like, oh no, did I really just do that? So he felt so horrible that a few months later you came to our mall. And we're doing the toy drive, the 10,000 toys for girls and boys. At that point, we were both working at the mall. I was account manager for Clinique. He was a receiving lead for Macy's. So it was our busy time. And he came up to my counter and he said, honey, I'm running to Target. I'm taking my break. I'm buying toys and I'm going to see Carson and Kennedy and I'm going to apologize. So that's what he did.
Which was totally unnecessary. I mean, we appreciate it. It was, you know, he didn't have to.
He felt horrible. So horrible.
Well, he's not the first or last to curse on this show. And you guys kept donating after that.
Yes. He's like, I have to keep doing it. He was a big kid at heart. And it was something that was close to his heart. He never wanted a kid to be without a present under the tree. So it was his way of apologizing and upholding that apology and giving back at the same time.
And you still do it in his honor, even after
his
he's passed?
Yeah, so that's the part of the story that kind of hits home for us. You kept saying, was. Can you share?
He passed 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm so
sorry.
I remember
you came that year with toys in his honor.
Yes.
And we sat all had there and cried and hugged and cried and hugged.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you don't live here anymore, it's still important to you to do this in his name, which we're super grateful for. And we're glad we got to have a little part of him. And he is forever established in the annals of history that is Carson Kennedy program.
He also did our beard battle. I still call him Yoda Marty.
Yoda Marty. Yes. I made sure to tell all of our friends, if you go and donate, make sure you still say that Marty's sorry.
Marty's sorry, 100%.
He's up there cursing in heaven.
Let's start it. Let's go.
Deidre, thank you so much for coming back on and sharing the story.
We're sending you lots of love.
Yeah, I know it's probably not always easy to share that,
all right,
but it's going to help people.
All right, thank you, Deidre.
I love it. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about family.
Yep.
And sometimes we lose some family, but we want to do things in their honor, and we appreciate that she's doing that for us. And we don't want to forget what this is all about. And it is, like Marty said, it's he doesn't want to see kids without toys. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from that, that in that moment of hanging his head down low and bringing his toys, the most important thing was we're collecting for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. So if you want to get involved, you can go to mix1041.com. You can donate financially right there, or just text us here in the studio. We'll send you the link directly to donate, or you can come see us this Saturday. We're going to be out at the Burlington Mall from 11 until 1. We're going to be at the same spot we are every year. If you don't know where that is, we're going to be set up right by Santa Claus at the base of the escalator. And super exciting that the Grinch from Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical at the Box Center Wang Theater is going to be there as well, hanging out. Mm-hmm. And you can enter to win tickets to that show, as I understand it.
Well, that's awesome.
Santa and the Grinch face-to-face at the Burlington Mall on Saturday from 11 until 1.
A holiday battle royale.
We're all going to be out there. We would love you to come by. It is our favorite time of year, but we have some work to do. We're just getting started, and we want to get to that 10,000 goal by the time we hit our Deck the Hall ball. So again, this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Burlington Mall, and all the locations where we're going to be collecting are up at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.